Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
In 1945, the US ambassador in Russia was given the gift of a piece of art. Excuse me. It hung in his office for 7 years until it was discovered that a listening device was inside it. It became known as The Thing. John Little is a specialist in counter-surveillance and the creator of a documentary about it. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Describe the piece of art. It was more like a seal or something that was presented to the ambassador.
It was a wood carving of the great American seal, the bald eagle holding the olive branch and the arrows. The classic thing you'll see on any broadcast on a lectern. My fellow Americans, the seal is on the front.
And who presented it to him?
It was presented on behalf of the Young Pioneers, which are almost like equivalent of our scouts, school children who hand-carved it for the new ambassador. Or that's what he was told.
Yeah. And so he hung it up in his office or in his home?
He hung it up in his study at home in Paso House. And there it stood, well, hung. For 7 years.
For 7 years without anybody realising there was a listening device in it. Now, fans of...
It was a fantastic device.
Yes, and fans of science fiction movies will be interested in this. It was... people might have heard of the theremin, the musical instrument. But the chap who invented the theremin also developed this.
Yes, he did. He was truly a remarkable man. One of the greatest minds ever lived. Unbelievable.
And the device itself, is it true it had no power source? How did it actually work?
It was a small cylinder, about 25 millimetres long, 25 millimetres diameter, hollow, made of brass and copper. And it has the ability to resonate. Rather like, for instance, the organ pipe on an organ, the long tubes give low notes, the short tubes give high notes when they're past air. If you put radio frequency waves into a cavity, you can get it to actually resonate. And in this case, it resonated the voice in the room.
And so would there have been somebody nearby sending beaming radio waves into this piece of art so we could resonate?
They would. Quite a high power wave, but of course its strength diminishes with distance. But of course, in this case, the Russians were playing a home match. They had access to all the property they needed around the ambassador's office, his residence.
What were the circumstances in which it was finally discovered?
Accidentally by a British engineer in the British Embassy who was monitoring airwaves traffic, typically military aircraft, and he stumbled across this signal and suddenly recognised the voice that he could pick up. Had the shock of his life, I should think. and then we started to spread the word. So initially, it was a Brit who did it.
Yeah, and the ways that people would sweep for listening devices in those days, would it have picked this up necessarily?
Very, very difficult, very unlikely, because it was so far ahead of its time. It's even considered exotic today, and radio frequency transmission, radio technology compared to today was relatively in its infancy. So this was so far out there. unbelievable achievement.
Yeah. And I suppose the intriguing question is, were there more of them? Were there Boy Scout troops wandering around to all the embassies giving them presents?
Well, that's the sales pitch. If you're an ambassador in front of a press conference and they say the school children have carved this for you, will you take it?
Mm.
Well, there's only one answer, isn't there? There's evidence to say that there was more than one device operational in the area.
My word. Thurman himself, what were his circumstances when he built this thing? Was it entirely willingly?
Well, there's sort of question marks there, but he was housed in an area called a Sharaska, which is effectively like a scientific lab within the Gulag system. So he had a lab, all the help he wanted, but he just couldn't go home in the evening. It was effectively a scientific prison.
Ah. Now, for the documentary, you've rebuilt one of this device. Was that difficult to do?
Yes, it was. It's sort of like it was 45 years, the project, from when I first learned about it in 1975, to actually finally get a working model. During this time, you have this business of earning a living, so you just can't apply all your time to this. But this was a fascination I was determined to create. So got a working version of the device, got a hand-carved wooden seal. I can operate it all. Very satisfying achievement.
I would imagine so.
Doing.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story, John. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was John Little there, the creator of that documentary, which is also called The Thing.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.